He's declared a righteous, not just declared righteous, but he's called a righteous man or a just man. So I think there is in that expression also a practical character in him that was a result of him finding favor from God. He lived righteously. He not only was declared righteous by God, but he lived righteously. He chose what was right. When opportunity came to do what was wrong, he chose what to do. He chose to do what was right. And so he lived out, really, the faith that God had imparted to him. His faith was very practical. He was not just theoretical. He believed God. That we know from Hebrews. This is an example in Hebrews 11, which we read. And he lived that life that demonstrated that faith. It takes faith to live righteously. Mm-hmm. It takes faith to do what is right when all around us are doing what's wrong. And it appears in the short run that those that are doing wrong are getting ahead in life. They're getting far ahead in many ways. And one looks at that and says, well, everybody's doing it. Why not myself? And if I judge my standard of what is right by what everyone else does, I'm surely to do what is wrong. But if I judge what is right based on God's standard, then I'm going to stand out. As the day gets darker, I will stand out. And I will be persecuted for that righteous living. There's persecutions which we read of, sufferings which we read of in 1 Peter. And some of these have to do with the fact that we claim our faith in Christ, and so we suffer as a Christian, but we can also suffer for righteousness. We suffer for right living because those around do not want to obey God, and they would cause us to suffer, not because in that moment we have said, well, I don't do this because I'm a Christian, but I don't do this because it's not right. And we will suffer for that as well. And Noah, no doubt, must have suffered. We don't have that record that he suffered, but he must have in this dark day he lived in. So.
You mentioned God's standard. And our verse 12 there says, God looked upon the earth, behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And that's the standard. His way. And we see that today where his way is put aside, and along with that becomes all the corruption and so forth. Just for a verse in James 1:4, it says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing but the perfect and entire addresses our right up here, upright or completely or entirely in accord with truth and fact. And it comes back to his way. It's not my truth and what I think is fact, but God's truth and his fact, which we get from his word.
In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a creature of righteousness. I like that because it kind of characterizes Noah. In his day, he spoke opposed to the evil that was around him, or lived opposed to the evil. He did not do what everyone else did. Noah, yes, was a sinner and therefore needed to receive grace, just like all of us, like all men. But I'm thinking too of Lot, who lived in Sodom, of all places to live, for a righteous man. And God saw him as righteous. And Lot, when visited by the angels, and that melee that went on outside of his house said, brethren, you should not do this, carried no weight. But he spoke opposed to what man was doing. And for ourselves, You know, it's so easy, as was mentioned, to get carried away into the thinking of man, into the ways of man, when it's at your front door, day in, day out, day after day. But to not give in to the way of the world, to stand fast to the ways of the one true God, is really preaching righteousness to the world around us. And I think the Lord sees that and appreciates that. Not that we still don't deserve the grace of the Lord Jesus. Of course we do. The grace of God. But the Lord can use a person that stands apart in their day, whatever day. Like to Mary, the angel said in Luke chapter 1, said, "Fear not, Mary." Let's see, in verse 30, an angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Here's another person that walked morally right in her life, and God saw a vessel that he could use for his purposes. Each one of us, everyone that walks uprightly before the eyes of God, is a vessel that God can use, even for the salvation of one soul.
Noah, being a just man and perfect in his generation, come back to what Mark was bringing out, the positional and then the practical, that Noah was a just man because of what he found himself in the eyes of God. And if I could read it this way, in verse 8, not that I want to go back on grace, but Noah was found in Christ, found in grace, in Christ, in the eyes of the Lord. Then in verse 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was justified. And Noah was made perfect. We read these in connection with Christ. We were found in Christ. Mm. He has justified us. He has perfected them forever that are sanctified. Mm-hmm. Hebrew. Now, if I don't understand the basis of this in grace, I won't know what it is to walk justified or to walk in separation and in perfection or in maturity. Think of in the Pharisee's house when the woman with that alabaster box came in and wept at the Lord's feet and dried them with her hair. The Lord gave a parable to the Pharisee and he said, "Who do you think is going to love more? He that has been forgiven this much or forgiven little?" And the Pharisee answered correctly, "The one, I suppose, who's forgiven much more." Then he says to her, "Go and sin no more." She can go in the fact that she has been washed by the grace of God. She has been justified, a woman of such sin. She has been told that her sins are forgiven. She's made perfect. Now she has the strength to go in a practical sense to sin no more, walking justly, walking in perfection, because she is responding to the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if we, young and old, don't appreciate in a greater way what the grace of God has done for us, we're not going to find it possible to walk just and to walk perfect. But if we've seen the grace of God, think of Noah, been told that all men will be wiped from the face of the earth. But you have found favor in his eyes. You have found grace. What an amazement it must have been to Noah to realize that God is preserving me. What grace. And now he wants to respond to God's grace and God's love by wanting to walk in a way that is pleasing to him who has come down to him in grace.